Welcome to Thursday, 10 minutes after the big 5 of the a.m. All right, let's do a little bit of a roll call, shall we? Seth, here. Tom.
Here.
Chris.
We've sent out search parties.
Chris, hello, anybody? Is this thing on? All right, so did we get in touch with him?
No.
Seriously?
I got voicemail.
I overslept.
playing the part of Chris today will be a friend of mine, ladies and gentlemen, Dale, from one of the big country stations down in Florida.
Howdy.
Welcome to the program, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
Let me give a little background, if you would. Let me run down the history of this fine man that has flown all the way up here to experience what is Wisconsin. I made sure that he got his experience off to a great start yesterday.
Beer and cheese curds?
Cheese curds. Mm-hmm. We didn't.
Deep fried or fresh?
Deep fried.
Okay.
Fresh is today. We're going to try this.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. I told him I'd take him out to that cheese factory out there. By
get
the
them so they squeak.
Yeah. That's what I was telling him. I said, hey, man, how do you explain to somebody? It's like, first of all, the first question is, what's a cheese curd? And then you explain what a cheese curd is. And then when you say, they're really fresh when you rub them together and they squeak. And of course,
I can't believe. I mean, they make cheese in Florida, right? I can't believe they don't have cheese curds in Florida.
I mean, we do have cheese.
Yeah.
What cheese do we? What
I'm
cheese
sure you
do
have,
they
I'm
make?
Sure you have dairy farms in Florida, right?
Listen, you don't have any idea what a scrawny cow looks like until you've seen them from Florida.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, there are dairy farms down mm-hmm. there, but I don't know that there's any that
might be like a little mom and pop cheese.
There's not any big main cheese factory. You got to understand that there's a major grocery store chain down there that will purchase most of the dairy and so forth, and they have, the grocery stores here have got their own label of milk.
Private label, yeah.
They do that down there, too, and I think most of the dairy and so forth is okay. produced for the grocery store chain. Anyway, Dale is has been a buddy of mine. Dude, how long?
Since the 80s, like 80.
Yeah, since like high school. Yeah.
Since Seth had hair and not so much of a belly.
He's never
right?
had hair.
Oh, okay. All right. We're gonna get lots of truth here in the next couple of
and
days.
And a mullet. He did have a mullet.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. Okay. So yeah, you can ask any question you like. It's fair game today. But Dale, when I first got started doing radio, had the opportunity to kind of sit in and do a morning show. The station I was at, the morning guy quit. I mean, with no explanation whatsoever, the guy just left, and the station manager, and you know who I'm talking about. Station manager came and said, would you guys mind maybe just doing it for a couple weeks? I'm like, yeah, okay. And I knew I needed a co-host, so I invited Dale to come on the show with me. And that was in 2007, and we've never stopped.
Mm.
As a matter of fact, Dale was the one that said, we're having so much fun doing this. This is what's really funny. Dale said, we're having so much fun doing this. Dude, we ought to have our own morning show. And then it was followed up by, you should buy the airtime. I really appreciated you saying volunteering my cash. That was, we could have a great morning show if
we did. It was great.
It was a great morning show, but I just think it was appreciative that you volunteered my cash. That was fine. All right, we got a lot of, where did Tom go? What did he just, he ought to learn.
He got bored with your story. That's what, there he is.
Well, I got to get some news going here, I got a lot of plates spinning over
okay,
here.
Then let me just ask one question before you go bouncing around over here. What is the story with this guy, Manuel Puig? What, he got benched for being lazy or something? What was the deal here?
Oh, Yasiel Puig of the Dodgers.
Yeah.
You've heard the story of him. He's a Cuban exile who came over. The Dodgers signed him. They brought him up midseason, and he's been lights out. He's been just ripping the cover off the ball, doing all kinds of fabulous things. He's like the natural.
Right.
But he's kind of a goofball. He does weird things.
Like?
And he's been getting kind of lazy on running out pop-ups and ground balls and throwing the ball around. So the management's been trying to send him a message by benching him once in a while.
Baseball has been very, very good to me, but I do not feel like running.
Yeah, and so this is, it's just he's like a Bronco that needs to be broken, and the management is trying to do that right now.
But Cuba has a big baseball community.
Right.
Baseball is huge in Cuba.
Yeah.
In Cuba.
Yes, it is. And, of course, we have an embargo with Cuba, so Cuban baseball players have to defect if they're going to come and play in the United States.
And?
And they have been a little bit at a time.
Okay, so how did he get here? Did he come over?
I think normally what they do is they defect to the Dominican Republic, and then they'll sign with an agent there, and then they'll he was a free agent, so the highest bidder got him, and the Dodgers were the highest bidder.
All right.
And he's been a monster in the 2 months that he's been up into the major leagues.
So. Right. So he does Cuban steroids.
I don't know. Uh-huh. He's a pretty good physical specimen if you look at him. He's put together.
So he pulls your trigger? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying that there's a reason why he's as good as he is. You just look at him. He's like carved out of marble. You know, it's like.
That's a bit of a disturbing descriptor.
Okay. Chiseled features is what you're trying to say.
Chiseled features. There you go. Uh-huh. All right. Chiseled features. Yes. Uh-huh.
Nice firm biceps.
So you're saying he.
You are a sick man. Was he this sick down in Florida too?
Oh, worse.
Yeah.
All right, there it is. That's your opening salvo. We will send out a search party, and if that doesn't work, we'll put Chris's picture on milk cartons. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back.
He says it was hot. You know, I was tired. It's tough waiting around in a field of perfectly manicured green grass, waiting for those two pop-ups that came directly to my glove. With everyone yelling, give me a ball, give me a ball. So I threw the ball over the fence. And I'm glad the coach pulled me. I wanted to get home early to see One Direction on America's Got Talent.
Thank you for such a great show.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
Okay, here's the point I'm trying to make.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.